Today we're diving into a pivotal and deeply moving passage from Luke chapter 22, verses 39 to 53. This portion of scripture takes us to the Mount of Olives, a place of serene beauty, but also of profound sorrow and determination. Here, we witness Jesus in a moment of intense vulnerability and steadfast faith as he prays to the Father, fully aware of the pain that awaits him. It's a scene that invites us to reflect on the nature of obedience, sacrifice, and the strength found in surrender to God's will. As we unpack these verses, we'll explore not only the emotional depth of Jesus' prayer, but also the events that follow, his betrayal and arrest, marking the beginning of the end of his earthly ministry. This passage challenges us, encourages us, and invites us into a deeper fellowship with God, even in our hardest moments. So whether you're listening while on a morning jog, on your commute, or as you unwind at the end of the day, I'm thrilled you're here with us. Let's open our hearts and minds as we seek to understand more of God's word together, shall we? Today's scripture reading comes out of Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 53. He came out and went, as his custom was, to the Mount of Olives. His disciples also followed him. When he was at the place, he said to them, "Pray that you don't enter into temptation." He was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. His sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he rose up from his prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief, and said to them, "Why do you sleep? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd appeared. He who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He came near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, "Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" When those who were around him saw what was about to happen, they said to him, "Lord, shall we strike with the sword?" A certain one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "Let me at least do this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Jesus said to the chief priests, captains of the temple, and elders who had come against him, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you in the temple daily, you didn't stretch out your hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." So our big idea for today is this: when we put God's will over our own desires, the world around us is changed for the good of the kingdom. Located off the eastern wall of the temple and nestled in the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane was a 15-minute walk from the location of the upper room where Jesus and the disciples had their Last Supper together. Luke tells us that Jesus traveled there, quote, "as was his custom," and that comes out of Luke 22:39 from the New American Standard Bible. It was a walk that he had taken often. He knew the garden well and had sought solace there before, which is why Judas knew exactly where to lead the arresting army to find him. Jesus had been followed by crowds his entire ministry, but the crowd that approached him in the Garden of Gethsemane would be different. They came with swords and clubs. Were they worried that Jesus' followers would revolt? That Jesus might perform a miracle? Or perhaps their weapons were merely an outward display of the dread that might have seized their hearts? Acts of the dark are never done without fear, but somehow this one would lead to ultimate good for all. And even though he was fully divine, Jesus struggled with his fate because he was also fully human. This task would require heavenly assistance from God himself to complete. God knows what it means to face extreme anxiety, but he always equips us, his children, with what we need to stay the course. When we are in a similar mindset, one of the greatest lies we sometimes tell ourselves is that we are alone in our suffering. And it's exactly that, a lie. Be bold enough to look a stranger in the eye today with kindness. When you do, you may just see that you carry similar burdens. Their burdens might not have the same label as yours, but you live in the same broken world and carry the same effects of that brokenness, hurt. My hurt is your hurt and is their hurt. We don't just share our hurt with humanity. The word used in Luke 22:44 to describe Jesus' emotions as he prepared to face the cross is anguish or agony. The Greek transliteration here used for anguish is agonia, which means great fear, terror of death, anxiety, and agony. Jesus understands our anxiety and sorrow over the most difficult of tasks. He knows what it's like to feel the heart pounding between uneven and shallow breaths. He even knows what it feels like to sweat blood. Not once does he hear your prayer for relief and respond with trite and pithy instructions to shake it off or get over it. When you think that no one around you understands, remember that your Savior does because he has lived it in the flesh. After praying, Jesus stood up. The strength and determination alone it would have taken him to rise in the garden humbles me to the core. We may not understand God's will for us. We might not even want God's will for us. But we serve a king who was determined to obey his Father's will anyway, and we can do the same. Psalm 37:4 promises that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our hearts. But this doesn't mean that our desires will always match the will of God. It implies that the more we spend time in communion with God, the more he will shape our desires to match his will. Until our faith is perfected when we see Jesus face to face, there will always be unfulfilled desires that we must surrender to his grace and mercy. Quite plainly, we will want things in this life that we just won't get. But our willingness to surrender our desires plays a part in God's effort to change the world. When we put God's will over our own desires, the world around us is changed for the good of his kingdom. Is God asking you to move forward with something today that you don't want to do? Does moving forward in his will mean that you have to sacrifice one of your own desires? If so, take heart that Jesus understands how you feel, and he can give you the strength to move forward anyway. Seek him now in solace and prayer. When it's time to rise, do it knowing you have the strength of heaven at your side. So here are four questions to ponder as we go throughout our day. What does Jesus' time of prayer in the garden teach us about facing suffering? How does today's passage of Scripture show us that Jesus was determined to obey his Father's will regardless? Can you recall a time when you felt you were facing difficulty alone? Did you experience the strength of God in that situation? And if so, how? And lastly, are you feeling called to take a step today that seems difficult or unwelcome, possibly requiring you to give up something you desire? Remember, Jesus empathizes with your struggle and can strengthen you to proceed despite the challenges. All right, friends, that's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with week 6, day 4 of Determined, Living Like Jesus in Every Moment.
Thank you for spending part of your day with us here at the No Dusty Bibles podcast. We hope today's reading has encouraged you and brought you closer to understanding the heart of God.
Don't forget to join us for the next reading. And if you're looking for more resources or want to connect with our community, visit us at therescuedletters.com and find us on social media at Rescued Letters.
The No Dusty Bibles podcast is produced by the Rescued Letters Collective, a united front of women's ministry endeavors with a shared vision to help women everywhere cultivate a richer faith. Our mission is simple but transformative. Make the Bible not just available, but wholly accessible and deeply meaningful for every woman who seeks its wisdom. If this podcast encouraged you today, we would love for you to leave a rating and review and also share it with a friend. Until next time, I'm Heather.
And I'm Hannah.
Reminding you that every page turned in the Bible is a step closer to God.
We're rooting for you.